G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here, coming to you live from the shores of Dubrovnik in Croatia. Today I got a question. What do you say at the end of a sales appointment where you start to talk about your program and how you're going to help people? What do you say that actually gets them to say, that's exactly what I need, that's exactly what I want, and sign up with you? That's what we're going to answer today. It's going to be well worth the watch, so keep it rolling. All right, so I was in a black belt webinar on how to sell high-priced coaching, and the question came up about what do you say right at the end of the sales appointment? You know, when you've done everything you need to do and kind of getting the clear on their, you know, on their reality and their vision and what's holding them back, and it comes time to start to talk about what you do. What do you say at the end of the sales appointment where you start to talk about your program that actually gets people to say, that is exactly what I need, and get people to commit? What do you actually say right there? And so there's actually six things you talk about in three chunks. So the three chunks are why and what and how. Let's talk about them in order. So you've done everything you need to do, and at the end, you know, kind of you summarize what you've heard so far, and you say, so where do you think we should go from here? And people say, well, what do you think? Obviously, you've done a good job of diagnosing, and now they want some prescriptions. And so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to talk about why. And so step number one is to talk about the problems that you've got, that they've got. And so you say, well, from what you've taught me, it's really clear that you don't have this and that you want that, but that's missing. And you do click a minute or two on problems, both the problem and the impact. And then you pause and you check in. It's really important that you give these things one pill at a time rather than giving the everything, here's everything I know, and you kind of, they go, you know, their eyes glaze over and they don't get anything from you, right? So step number one is the problem. So you talk about the problems and the impacts. And then you check in. You say, is this making sense so far? And they'll say, yeah. You're comfortable with everything so far? And they'll say, yeah. Where do you think we should go from here? And they say, well, what do you think I should do about it? So if step number one is problems, step number two is prescriptions. And in the prescriptions piece, all I want you to do is tell them what they need to do. Not how to do it, but what they need to do, what they need to not do in order to get the results you're talking about. So it might be, well, it's really clear to me that you need a marketing system that consistently generates leads and converts them into high-paying clients. So that's step number one. Step number two is you need to revamp your whole online presence so that X, Y, and Z happens. And then da-da-da. So you're just going to do 1 or 2 minutes on the prescriptions. Here's what they need to do to fix it. Maybe it's, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. And then you pause and you check in and you say, is this making sense so far? Yeah. Where do you think we should go from here? And they're going to say, well, how can you help me do that? That's exactly what they'll say every single time. So far we've done why, problems and prescriptions. Let's get into the what piece. That's the next two. So step three is they're going to say, well, how can you help me? And so then you talk about the results of your program, you know, the outcomes that you produce. So talk about the results. So I've worked with people in a program called Black Belt where I take people from, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 a month to $20,000 to $40,000 and then $40,000 to $80,000 a month and beyond. And you talk about the, you know, the outcome is to double somebody's income and double their time off in a year. If that's what I was talking about with Black Belt, that's what I would say. So whatever the outcome for you is. And you're going to pause and you're going to check in. Is this making sense so far? Where do you think we should go from here? And they say, well, how does it work? So you've talked about the problems and the prescriptions. Step three, we talked about the results that you deliver. The step number four is to talk about the model. And we're in the what piece, right? So the model is your model for getting these people, you know, getting these results that you've just talked about. And so in Black Belt, it's the three Ds. It's demand and dollars and delivery. You know, demand is advanced marketing strategies to convert, you know, to go from manual prospecting to automated marketing. And dollars is about going from selling one-on-one to selling one-to-many with webinars and workshops. And then delivery is about how do you deliver an incredible outcome to your clients in a way that isn't time for money. So that's my model. You know, I get them to draw it out, but you get, you know, whatever your model is. So step three is the results, and step four is your model. What are the kind of key pieces, not how you deliver it, but what are the key pieces that get people those kind of results? Does that make sense? And then you're going to check in. Making sense? Yep. Where do you think we should go from here? And they're going to say, well, how does it work? And now it's time to talk about the how. And this is where, you know, step five, you talk about logistics. Right? So here's how it works. You know, you work with me once a week and we do this and we do that and there's this live event and there's this webinar or however you deliver your stuff. Right? And then you pause, check in, where do you think we should go from here? What haven't we talked about yet? We haven't talked about price, you know, investment. And so they're going to say, well, how much is it? And step six is investment. And so you walk through the options, the guarantee, and then you say, where do you think we should go from here? And 9 times out of 10, if you do this the way, well, 8.4 times out of 10, according to our stats, 84-85% of people will say, well, that sounds great. How do I get started? So at the end of your sales appointment, focus on three things. Why, then what, then how. We talked about, you know, the six steps. Do that next time you're sitting down with a prospect and you'll convert 84-85% of them into clients like we do. So that's this week's Coach Marketing Tip. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, click the like button, scroll to the bottom and leave me a comment. I'd love to continue the conversation there. And I will see you in a few days' time. I'm off to explore Dubrovnik. Now the sun's out And I'll talk to you in a few days' time. Take good care. Talk soon. G'day, Rockstar. Taki Moore here, coming from you.